Eileen Rosalyn O'Connor was born on February the 19th, 1892, at Richmond in Melbourne, Australia, the eldest of four children of Irish parents Giles and Annie. When she was 3 years of age, she suffered serious spinal trauma after an accident left her with a damaged spine and forced her to spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair. She had fallen out of a pram, and despite several operations, no cure could be found to alleviate her constant pain. It was sometimes later that radiologists discovered that her spine was at an abnormal angle that would prevent her from ever walking again. She had lived a short life in constant nerve pain from what was later diagnosed as transverse myelitis and underwent countless operations with little success. Now, Eileen irregularly attended a Catholic primary school in Richmond and had restricted opportunity to develop friendships with children her own age. She instead turned to her family and strong Catholic faith for consolation. With limited education and no formal theological formation, Eileen embodied a distinctive spirituality marked by an unwavering devotion to Our Lady and her own willingness to endure a lifetime of suffering. The O'Connor family moved to Sydney when Eileen was just 10 years of age, and she briefly attended Our Lady of Mount Carmel Primary School in Waterloo, often carried to school by one of her family members. Her family was left in dire financial circumstances following the death of her father Charles. The experience left Eileen with a deep empathy for those who had faced similar difficulties like her. The O'Connor sought help from the priest of the Coogee Parish, Father Edward McGrath, a member of the Missionaries of the Sacred Heart. Father McGrath found accommodation for the family and was inspired by the courage with which Eileen faced the disability. Around this time, Eileen experienced an apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who encouraged her to accept her sufferings for the good of others. One of the very few people she told of the apparition was Father McGrath, who also shared a deep devotion to Mary and a desire to establish a ministry of compassionate care for the sick poor in their homes in honor of Our Lady. Our Lady had put forward three options to Eileen: to return to heaven with Our Lady, or to stay on earth and adopt a normal life, which might imply a life of good health, or to remain on earth and offer up her health for the good of others. I think you may have already known which one Eileen chose. It was at the age of 21 when Eileen felt inspired to help the poor. She wanted to stand for the defenseless, the dying, and the needy. She had so much heart and love for the poor that she didn't even focus on her own disability, but on the suffering people around her. On April the 15th, 1913, Our Lady's Nurses for the Poor began its ministry in a rented house in Coogee, which soon became known as Our Lady's Home. The fledgling society would later serve as a convent for the new congregation, with Eileen O'Connor as their first leader, supervising and directing their work from her bed. Around this time, Our Lady's Nurses for the Poor were fortunate to secure important financial support from benefactors. However, the nurses still faced unexpected opposition from church authorities. In the early years, there were allegations of improper relationship between Eileen O'Connor and Father McGrath. All who knew both Eileen and Father McGrath considered the allegations scandalous. Now, Father McGrath was then ordered to end his involvement with Eileen O'Connor and Our Lady's Nurses for the Poor under threat of expulsion from his order. Eileen was threatened with excommunication if she proceeded with legal action for defamation by church authorities. Eileen and Father McGrath then travelled to Rome in 1915, where Father McGrath's case was successfully appealed in the Vatican Congregation for Religious. Now granted an audience with Pope Benedict XV, Eileen spoke with the Holy Father about Our Lady's Nurses for the Poor and their mission in Australia. Eileen influenced the decision to reinstate Father McGrath as a missionary of the Sacred Heart, but he could not return to Australia for close to 30 years. Eileen O'Connor's case against church authorities was quashed, and after several months of travelling in Europe and Britain, she returned to Australia. The growth of the congregation was now very much in the hands of Eileen, and she provided strong leadership and direction. She earned the affectionate nickname, the Little Mother, reflecting her short stature, since a childhood injury had halted her growth alignment. Eileen O'Connor later died on January the 10th, 1921, at the age of 28. Her body was found to be incorrupt when it was exhumed from Randwick Cemetery for reinterment in the chapel at Our Lady's Home in Coogee, 15 years later. Servant of God, Eileen O'Connor, pray for us.